Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Keep going because there's people that don't want to see you succeed. Keep going because you want to prove those people wrong. You want to knock the naysayers down. You want to make them your footstool.
You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to elevate you, and that's got to drive you, and that's got to move you.
I'm telling you to keep going when you face opposition. I'm telling you to keep going when you face adversity. I'm telling you to keep going because
it's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's going to get lighter. But that's not the truth. The truth is you got to find something within.
If you look at anyone that's happy or successful in life, it's because they know how to keep fear in check. When you want something new and fear pipes up and tells you you can't have it, you got to say, yes, I can. When you want to try something new and fear pipes up and tells you you shouldn't do it, you got to say, yes, I should. When you want to go somewhere new or be with someone new and fear pipes up and says you won't do it, you got to say, yes, I will.
But we must keep moving. We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Keep going because you're recreating history and leaving a legacy. You were created to reach your destiny. You have the power and the ability to reach your destiny. So keep going because
I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. Listen to me. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, when you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you got to think about the people in your life that you're doing this for. And then if you could think about them, you could go one more mile. You could go one more day at work.
Keep showing up. If no one invests in you, invest in yourself. If no one believes in you, believe in yourself. Even if you don't see the results right away, keep showing up until you do see the results. Even if you don't see the results for a very, very long time, keep showing up.
What if things don't end up like they're supposed to? What if this work, this energy I've invested doesn't pay off? What if I stay average? What if my story was never meant to be unique? What if I try and I fail? What if my friends stop calling? What if I let my family down? What if people don't like what I have to say? What if my idea is a little too out there? What if I'm pushing things too far, too quickly? What if the starting role is just too much for me? What if I was a born follower? What if I never find happiness? What if I don't choose the right path? What if I get lost? What if I can never be as good as the person standing next to me?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What if a life of meaning will always be something I'll have to stare up at, wishing, dreaming? Or what if I just change the way I look at the world? What if today is just the beginning?
What if the results don't come? They're not going to come if you quit. Keep showing up. I'm tired. Keep showing up. I don't feel like it. Keep showing up. I can't see any results. Keep showing up. I don't know where to start. Just start. Do something. Take that first step. Every step you take adds up. And sooner or later, you'll look back and see that you're at the top of the staircase. It doesn't matter if you can't see the top from where you are. Just know that if you keep climbing, if you keep learning how you can get to the next level, you will soon be exactly where you need to be. People don't make it because they quit. Full stop. They say they tried everything. Sure, they tried everything. They tried everything but sticking it out. They tried everything but courage to keep going. They tried everything but showing heart when things got hard. They did try quitting. Winners do not quit. They show up. If you quit, if you never start climbing, if you never take that first step, you'll never get there, and you'll forever live in regret. Rain, hail, or shine, they show up when it works, when it's hard. They show up every single damn time. And that right there is the difference. Keep showing up. Rain, hail, or shine, success is mine.
Pain is there to make you better. Without struggle, there can be no victory. And let me tell you, when you've been through pain, when you fall for where you are, you ain't gonna let anyone take away what you got. When you've earned it and paid your dues and suffered and failed, been hurt and been down, and you get back up, all pain, all the sacrifice, all the heartache, all the criticism is always gonna be there. But you've got to go through it. You've got to go out and you've got to make moves to make change. Believe you can. Tell yourself you're the person you want to be. And even though from an outside perspective you ain't, just believe it. Every single struggle makes you better. All the tough times make you stronger. Every time you get knocked down, it lets you climb a little higher next time. What are you going to do when you go through pain? Because how pain changes you is up to you. We all experience pain. My challenge to you is to not just go through pain, but grow through it. This will fill you with confidence and you'll start carrying yourself differently. You'll start looking at the world differently. You'll start talking differently, walking differently, because you ain't no longer the person you are. You're the person you've always wanted to be. But you've got to believe in you. So believe. This is your year. All you got to do is get in the right frame of mind. This is your year to get healthy. This is your year to meet that person of your dreams. This is your year to get in shape. Your year to go further in your career. Your year to break free from depression. This is your year to chase your dreams. Change the way you think. And this year, you'll transform the rest of your life. The more times you challenge yourself, the more times you venture into the unknown, the more times you push through the fear, the stronger you become, and the more fear starts fearing you. You're a force to be reckoned with. How are you going to let fear control your life? You're stronger than that. Come on.
We are just completely in this incredible place of unlimited options. I just struggle with people's inability to have perspective on where they sit in opportunity in a 7.7 billion person world.
The way to really eliminate fear is by not giving a about anybody's opinion. My losses are mine. I'll deal with them myself. I don't need your 2 cents. You're losing plenty on your own. Patience and inner voice makes you unbeatable.
The question is, are you gonna let it control you or are you gonna control it? Because let me tell you, if you don't keep fear in check, it will consume you. It will slowly but surely start breaking you down piece by piece, stripping away everything that's good inside you. All the imagination, all the adventure, spontaneity, all the stuff that was inside you as a kid will be buried in the shadow of fear. Don't let it.
Hard or easy, slow or long, success is mine. Feel like it, don't feel like it. Success is mine. Failure, setbacks, naysayers. Success is mine.